talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history as it's being made. And as always, we're giving away a free T-shirt, Devil Radio T-shirt, to the third caller. A lot to talk about. Let's jump right in. One of the things that's starting to happen around the country is that various gerrymandered right-wing Republican state legislatures are using various tricks to overcome normal process and ram through very destructive policies on voting and everything else. We're going to start with Kentucky. Kentucky. You know, I like Kentucky. It's a great state. Had relatives in Kentucky. But they have two of the worst senators in the U.S. Senate, Moscow Mitch and Randy Paul. His name is Randy Paul, not Rand Paul. His wife told him to drop the Y because he sounded like a kid. Try to make him look like an intellectual, a descendant of Ayn Rand, who was not an intellectual. She wrote bad books. But anyway, Randy Paul, Moscow Mitch. The Republican legislature, gerrymandered right-wing Republican legislature, pushed through a bill which says the following. If there's a vacancy in the U.S. Senate seat, like if Moscow Mitch passes away or retires, the governor, even though right now he's a Democrat, must appoint a replacement senator of the same party as the guy who left, i.e. a Republican. And number two, he must appoint that individual from a list of three people given to him by the Kentucky Republican Executive Committee. They could put up three nut jobs, the equivalent in Kentucky of Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Devin Nunez from California, somebody like Gossert of Arizona, somebody of that nature, Gomer of Texas, and he'd have to select among three utter incompetents who would betray the United States. The governor, Beshear, Democratic governor, very good guy. His father was governor before him. It's hard to be elected statewide as a governor in Kentucky, but he was elected. He vetoed it. Of course he vetoed it. I would have vetoed it. You would have vetoed it. They just overrode his veto. So immediately, of course, Moscow Mitch goes, okay, I'm old. I'm in my 70s, but not stepping down. But clearly what they were getting at is, as long as there's a Democratic governor, if Moscow Mitch leaves for any reason, if Randy Paul leaves for any reason, the governor has to appoint somebody of the same party as them. Now, long term, 5 years, 10 years from now, it's conceivable there could be a Republican governor and a Democratic senator. And under this bill, he would have to appoint a Democrat from a list of three given to him by the Democratic Party's Executive Committee. But as a practical matter, what they would do then and what I urge Kentucky to do now is this. Twofold attack. One, bring a lawsuit immediately in federal court. The governor gets to appoint. His discretion cannot be confined to one political party by a gerrymandered legislature. He has a duty to the citizens of Kentucky to use his best judgment, which is what the law says, his best judgment. And if his best judgment is these three are no good, that the Republican Party Executive Committee gives to him, he's not going to pick for them. The second thing I would do, I want to see a lot more aggressiveness coming out of Democratic governors who are being kicked around by gerrymandered Republican legislatures. Like here in this state, I want to see Evers fight back a lot harder and a lot more vocally. I want Voss and the illegitimate gerrymandered Republican legislatures doing here. But in Kentucky, what I would say to the governor is this. If Moscow Mitch retires, or Randy Paul somehow is enveloped in scandal or has a health issue, and he steps down, if I were the governor, I would pick the best person, and it would likely be a Democrat, but it wouldn't be a nut. It'd be somebody very good. And then that person would go to Washington, D.C. and demand to be seated. What are the Republicans going to do? They can't appoint a Republican senator. Even under their own bill, they can only send three names to the governor and hope he appoints them. So the guy would show up. The woman would show up in Washington, D.C. And you know, the sad thing about our divided government is this. It would depend on whether Chuck Schumer was the majority leader or Moscow Mitch was the majority leader. If the Democrats controlled the Senate, they would simply seat the person. Republicans would sue. This is how sad our politics have become. The Republicans would sue. And what is the U.S. Supreme Court going to say? No, they can't seat him. All right, then Kentucky only has one senator. The governor of Kentucky will not appoint a right-wing nutjob Republican that is forced down his throat by the Republican National Committee. On the other hand, if it's Moscow Mitch, who's the majority leader, they won't seat him. Then there'll be litigation on that. This is Kentucky. This is what it is coming down to. It's what it's coming down to. This kind of fake maneuvering, trying to circumvent the law. The law says if there's a, if there is a vacancy in the U.S. Senate, the governor appoints in Kentucky and most other places. That's why, for instance, Elizabeth Warren could not be considered very, very closely as the vice presidential nominee. Of course, it went to Kamala Harris, but because Massachusetts, believe it or not, has a Republican governor. And he would have appointed a Republican to succeed Elizabeth Warren, and that would have turned the Senate over to Moscow Mitch, you see? And the same thing with Bernie Sanders. They don't want Bernie coming out of the Senate for any reason. He was up for Secretary of Labor or something, he would have had to give up his seat. Vermont has a Republican governor. He would have put in, and you know, the guy's bad news. You know, he was grinning and he was going like, you know, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. Oh, I would not appoint just a Republican. I would probably appoint an independent who thought a lot like Bernie. You know, the operative word, folks, is probably. When a politician says probably, he means he's just sucking you along. So that's why Bernie and Warren aren't in the cabinet, weren't vice presidential nominees, because Moscow Mitch would have been the majority leader. And they cannot tie the hands of the Republican governor. Strike that, Democratic governor. The Republicans can't tie the hands of the Democratic governor in Kentucky by saying, we are going to usurp, just like Voss presumed to usurp Tony Evers' powers as governor, Josh Call's powers as attorney general in the lame duck legislation. They should not be permitted to usurp. And I can tell you, if I were the governor of Kentucky, they wouldn't be permitted to usurp the governor's discretion to appoint in his judgment, the best person who will most faithfully represent Kentucky, and not three nut jobs. Now, what could go on behind the scenes if a federal action is not successful, and if the governor down there, for whatever political reason, doesn't just want to appoint whoever he wants and then ram them down Moscow Mitch's throat in the Senate? In that case, I have a feeling that there are going to be negotiations. And if they float three names, and these three names are absolutely beyond the pale, politically that'll hurt the Republican Party. So it may very well be they'll put up more of a business type non-QAnon guy. They put up three QAnon types. The governor's gonna have no choice. But the problem is, even if they put up a business guy, non-QAnon, he's still gonna be right wing, and he's still going to stick a knife in all of Biden's programs. So that's no good. So the advice, for what it's worth, from Wisconsin, the advice to Kentucky, to the governor, is appoint the best person, whoever you want. Presumably it will be a Democrat. I don't know who it'll be. Could be an independent. But it's somebody who, in your discretion, you were elected. You were elected by the voters of Kentucky to represent them and exercise your best judgment. You should appoint the best possible person. Now, immediately, Moscow Mitch held a press conference, and everybody said, good, when are you leaving? I understand you're out of here. Moscow Mitch, that worm, that toad, Moscow Mitch, oh, I'm not going anywhere. Well, he doesn't look good, in my view. This thing didn't come along by accident. But he's going to try to hang on as long as he can. Some of these guys hang on to their 90s, and they're not effective whatsoever. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.